There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
Not in my first story, though. So changing career when you are already successful at what you do, it's an interesting one, that, isn't it? Because everyone, they get a job and then they try and be as successful as possible and then they get to the top and then they go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to change my career. I want to see change.
And start from the beginning all over again.
Yeah. You did this.
Well, I definitely was in a certain career for a couple of years, got to a certain level, was doing
what
pretty
was that
well.
Career? You can't just say a certain career.
Well, I was working in communications, public affairs. I was working at a university. It was a very sort of office job for a while. And it was very interesting. I just realized it wasn't something that was creative enough for me.
See, I love office jobs.
Really? Have you had an office job?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because you've been on radio for a long time.
I know. I'm way older than I look. Oh, you're just really nice to me. No, I've done this for 12 years. Before that, I worked in property for 10 years. And I started as an office junior back in the day. So I've done everything from sticking on the photographs, because we didn't used to be able to print them back then, to taking the post, all that kind of thing. And I really like it. Like, give me a simple task and I'm happy to do it.
I have a really hard time imagining that for you.
Me walking with the post.
Yeah.
Because I'm lazy. I know. And I always remember, throughout any job I've ever done, there's always been a bit of the job that I don't like. And my dream is always, oh, I can't wait when I don't have to do that bit of the job. That's the only thing that has spurred me on to get the next job within a company. Like, knowing that I had to take the post every day was the worst thing about 5 p.m. in a day. And I would think to myself, I wish I was the typist so I didn't have to take the post. And then I became the typist and I'd be like, oh,
I wish I didn't have to type.
Exactly. I wish I was in sales so I didn't have to type. That's the way I moved through my career. It's amazing, but true. So I'm leaving my career. You know whose footsteps we are following in, both of us?
Do tell.
Michael Fassbender. What do you think of when you think of him?
He's an actor, isn't he?
He is an actor.
But I can't place him.
No.
I can't place what he's in.
You would know him if you saw him. Very famous looking man. Are you across the story of him leaving acting? I mean, he's still going to dabble a little bit, but did you know he changed careers?
I didn't.
Yeah, this completely passed me by. So, about a year ago now, he gave up acting to be a racing car driver.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. That's an extreme change.
Massive.
Can you just become a race car driver like midlife? Like, do you not have to train from that from a young age?
I think it depends on how much money you've got.
Good
I think
point.
It's one of those. It's not F1 either. Last weekend he took part in the Daytona Ferrari Challenge. He's absolutely loving it. He said, each time I get into the car, I always pinch myself. I can't believe it sometimes. It was always a goal to do some sort of racing at 40. So he's having that thing where he's turned 40 and he's like, you know what? I want to do something else. Acting's great, but it's not the thing that I want to do. He says it's just the pure thrill of enjoying speed, trying to go through a corner as fast as you can. It's a very pure sport. You're either the fastest or you're not.
You know you're doing well in life when you can leave your famous acting career behind to become a race car driver. Those are good choices.
Exactly. And you also said, which I found quite interesting, if you miss an apex or mess up a corner, you don't get a take two. And that's what I love about radio. There's a lot of people who work in television and will do take after take to get it right. And I kind of love on radio, if you mess it up, you've messed it up and you just have to get on with it.
Yeah, it's done. Behind you.
Yeah. That's where the adrenaline is, I think. He also did something that I know a lot of people in Dubai are thinking about doing at the moment. Nearly everyone I speak to is talking about this. He moved to Portugal. He lives in Lisbon now.
That is such a big thing right now. Also, people buying property in Portugal. It's such a beautiful country. Have you been?
No, I'm going to go this summer.
Oh, wonderful.
Have you?
I did. I went 2 years ago. It was one of my best trips ever.
Why? What made it so good?
I think it was just a moment in time, but I just really liked being able to explore all the different parts. We did a good 2 weeks. So we went up north a bit, went into the mountains, were in the cities, went down to the beach.
Did you have a car?
We did when we were going sort of the southern part of the country around the beaches. And it was lovely. It was just magical.
It does sound idyllic.
And it's affordable.
Yeah, can't wait to check it out. It is affordable, but not if all the celebrities start moving there. Then the prices will definitely go up. We're going to come back. If you would like to get in touch with the show, please drop us a text, affordable01, or you can get in touch via the free ARN app. And we've got some more great stories coming your way, including another new suitcase trend. I don't think this one's for me. I'm going to stick with the one where you print your face really big on the back of your case.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
All right, so next up with our stories, we are headed to Kansas, which is in America, I believe.
that accent.
Oh, it's coming. There's going to be more of this accent. I was practicing this at home and everyone was like, will she shut up last night? So where one man has got good karma for at least a couple of lifetimes, I think. In Kansas, Sonal, they have something called a lottery. Now, I can't condone that, but it does happen. America. Let me paint the picture for you. So, Andy Patel was on duty behind the counter of a small convenience store when in came a customer to check his lottery tickets. He checks two tickets. I'm sorry, sir. You're not a winner. So the customer leaves. Okay, Mr. Patel, thanks for checking my ticket. Then Mr. Patel realizes, oh my days, there's a third ticket. So he checks it. You okay?
I can't contain myself with this.
Oh, so he checks the third ticket and it flashes up on the screen. You're a $1 million winner. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so he rings his son, who's called Cal. Cal jumps in the car, starts immediately looking for the customer. But he can't find him, Sonal. He's nowhere to be seen. So he leaves it half an hour, goes back out in the car, happens to see him leaving his house with his brother. That's the guy! Anyway, Cal followed him, manages to stop them, so they showed them the ticket and told them they were winners and they started shaking. They couldn't believe it. Mr. Patel has got a bit of advice that I think we can all take on board today. Good deeds come back to help you, and bad deeds come back to haunt you. Is that Kansas? Think?
I can't even respond to this story because I'm so amused by you right now.
It's good advice, right?
It's great advice. What a lovely story. I wonder how they found the guy, too. That seems so unlikely.
Well, I think they were like he was wearing a green sweater and he had some slacks on. So they just looked for the guy who had the
Small enough town that was pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that lovely? Because what he could have done was kept the ticket.
He could have.
And imagine. Lovely. Love Mr. Patel and his son.
Good
people. So moving on Sunday, we told you about the head case suitcase cover. This was from a website called Firebox. If you missed it, you totally missed out. It's your face, massive, printed on stretchy fabric and then pulled over your suitcase from as little as 130 dirhams.
This kind of horrified me. You seemed very into it, but the whole idea of it just...
It's amazing. I'm really going to get one of these. You weren't too keen on it, but there is another suitcase trend that I think could possibly pull you away from your plain black suitcase that we all know you've got now, which is a bit boring.
Surprise me. Hit me. I'll be open.
Have you been thinking about that since we talked about it?
You know, I did think about it once, and I felt very secure in my choice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me try and change your mind with this one. So a totally transparent suitcase.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard.
It's not going in the luggage hold. It's going on the plane with you. This is cabin baggage. So you haven't got your knickers and stuff in there.
Okay.
This is a book, maybe a jumper. What else do you carry in your cabin
baggage? Well, I guess, though, that stuff is still pretty personal, isn't it?
Your laptop. Yeah. But you could pack it to look super cool.
I guess that would look very cool. But the idea of someone seeing everything you're carrying around with you.
Don't like it?
No, hate it.
Mm.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to get both. So I'm going to have the big suitcase with my face on it, and then I'm going to have the little suitcase where everyone can see what's inside of it.
You are going to be the most interesting passenger at the airport this summer.
In my cabin baggage will all just be the t-shirts that I made of myself with my own face printed on them.
So it'll actually be just your face on both bags. One is just, you know, flat out against a clear surface.
Yeah, one's outside,
wonderful.
One's inside. So it's described on the Remora website as a brazen yet playful response to today's obsessive talk of privacy culture, surveillance and anonymity. Clear polycarbonate it's made of, this case. Cabin size. You're not in for this, I take it?
Definitely not. Are you? You said you were. But how much does it cost? Can you afford this?
This would set you back 3,678 dirhams.
Oh, I'm taking the one with my face on it. Instead. I'll take the 130 dirham option instead.
However, you are into your designer stuff, right?
Not so much, but I could enjoy a gift here and there.
What if I was to tell you that the designer of this see-through suitcase is also the artistic director of Louis Vuitton menswear?
I think that's going to change things for a lot of people.
It's not for sale until the 25th of June. But look out for it. It looks really, really lovely. Moving on, I've got a question for you. Travel research, is it half of the fun?
Yes, I think so. I do really love being on holiday, but that anticipation... especially, you know, just looking at places you're going to stay, special experiences you're going to have, that anticipation of knowing that you're going to get to experience that soon is pretty great.
How long does it take you to plan a holiday usually?
Oh, it depends on the holiday. Sometimes it's just kind of a one day, I hope I find somewhere to stay. And other times it's a couple weeks where I get really, really into it, want to find the perfect place to stay, know exactly what I'm doing, great restaurants to go to ahead of time.
And do you normally go on holiday with your friends?
It's a mix.
So usually family with and friends.
Yeah, usually with friends.
And who is the planner in your group?
It depends on the group, but I wouldn't say me.
No, you're not.
No.
Oh, okay.
What about you? Do you plan?
No, and it's really funny because when I used to go with my friends, I'm the person who wouldn't be trusted at all. It would always be my friend Louise who would be the planner. She'd plan everything, down to the fine details. And yet, I got married and suddenly my job is to be the planner. He doesn't know that no one trusted me before. And now I get to make all the plans.
Have you enjoyed that role, taking it on?
I feel bad for him because I feel like, when is he going to get that role again? Maybe after we get divorced or something.
I have a...
But otherwise, is he ever going to get that role back?
I have a feeling he doesn't want that role.
Really?
I feel like a lot of people who aren't planners prefer to sit back and have someone just guide the way for them. But they are missing out on the fun, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to do something now that I didn't plan myself. But a new travel company, there's lots of new travel companies doing this actually, trying to help customers like us book a holiday in minutes. But by doing that, are they missing the point? Do we really want to be able to book a holiday in a couple of minutes? That would panic me.
Yeah, and also, how much choice do you have then?
Well, in 2010, there was a Dutch study done. It investigated whether people who are going on holiday are significantly happier than non-holiday makers. And I actually found that the most consistently happy period was while they were planning their holiday.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Not everyone agrees, though. The principal data scientist at Booking.com, who we can all agree, I think, got a pretty good job. He said that recently, his business wants to simplify the whole decision-making process around holiday booking. He said, if we look at how users book their trip, it's an emotional, stressful thing sometimes. The problem is larger than booking accommodation. Where are you going to? Where will your family have a great time? And he said, this is an opportunity to help customers with a big problem that's not yet solved. One of the finalists in the 2018 Eye for Travel Startup Awards believes that we want to be able to book in a matter of minutes via a 10-question approach. So you fill in a questionnaire, and then they tell you where you're going.
So you're not even picking the destination and they're using this to customize it. This is actually, they're picking the destination for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That feels odd.
It's too much.
Yeah.
He's called Marcus Ball, the guy who runs this company. It's called Fineway, the company. And he said, we think holiday planning is a really tedious process. We made it our purpose to shorten the discovery phase and to make it a better experience for our customers. In the end, a journey of 3 months will become a journey of 3 minutes. And I think you find some of the best stuff. You know when you spend a Saturday just getting lost in rabbit holes on Google?
Mm-hmm.
You find the best stuff doing your own research because no one is ever going to care as much as you do about your holiday.
Yeah.
Even and you're paying them.
And also just on Instagram, Pinterest, I feel like sometimes just seeing a great photo and thinking, I want to go there.
Are you influenced by that stuff?
I think so. Yeah. There are photos where I've seen them and I'm like, I want to be right there in a month. I don't think I've actually booked a trip around it, but I like collect a list. I have a wish list.
You see, I don't think it works, this marketing on Instagram. Because I do the same thing. I'll scroll through and I'll see a yellow door and there'll be a beach next to it. And it looks amazing and I'll like it and I'll think, oh, that's lovely. But I won't actively go, where exactly is that? And then book a trip to go there. I don't think there's anyone who does that.
I wonder.
I think we're wasting our time with media influencers. Anyway, moving on to something that I am really shocked by today. Are you a fan of Elon Musk?
I don't know if I call myself a fan, but I am intrigued by him. I think he's doing impressive things.
Vasti, who used to work here, was a massive fan. Lots of people are who work here, actually. I've heard people talk about him. He's a good guy. He's clever. He's fun. He's creative. He's interesting. He's just done one of the stupidest things he'll probably ever do, in my opinion. You know what we were talking about, the person in a company the other day who's brave enough to put their hand up and go, actually, guys, I think that's a really stupid idea, and here's why. I don't think there is one that works at Elon Musk's company. We know there isn't one there, actually, because, you know, the boring company that he's got?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 2017, he said that he was going to start and sell flamethrowers to raise $10 million for the company. I missed that story back in the day.
I did not know flamethrowers were big business.
No, neither did I, but this is America. So the Boring Company are working on Hyperloop kind of technology. And in January this year, he announced that they had sold 20,000 of them for $500 a piece in just 4 days.
Are you saying 20,000 Americans now own flamethrowers?
Yeah.
That worries me.
It's really, really scary. This weekend, he started handing them out. There's pictures on the internet of this. People drove from all over the country to get their hands on a flamethrower. In the terms and conditions, when they picked it up, don't worry, guys. I know what you're thinking. This could be dangerous. No, because they've put in the small print. Customers are advised to please use as directed to avoid unintentionally burning things down. And if you see the picture of this thing, it looks like a huge machine gun, and there's just a massive flame coming out of the end of it.
Why does that disclaimer make me more worried?
Oh, well, Michael Santiago, who serves as a local politician in the California State Assembly, he filed legislation to try and block their sale, which I think is an incredible idea. He said, "We've seen some of the worst wildfires in California's history. Handing out flamethrowers for $500 is a bad idea and bad public policy." But his bill was actually stalled late last month, being held in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. It will likely never see a vote. And I think based on this, I am done with Elon.
Well, plus people already have them in hand at this point. I think it's hard to take that back.
Really hard.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm done with him. I think he just has a quirky sense of humor and he really didn't think this through. Or he has a more trust in American people than you and I do.
There is quirky and there is handing out flamethrowers.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.